Good morning. Thanks for tuning into the morning report. Well, it looks like the Australian share market's going to get off to a solid start to trade on Thursday. There's just under an hour remaining in trade for the local after-hour session and the US session, and we've got SPY futures up by around 23 points or a third of a percent. So that is a reflection of quite a positive session as far as Northern Hemisphere markets are concerned overnight. We've seen a number of indices hit record highs. There have been a number of encouraging economic updates, and indeed there's been talk of support from Chinese authorities in relation to their economy, which is calming concerns about the prospects for growth there. And importantly as well, there have been reports that the rate of infection when it comes to the coronavirus has been ebbing, and that has helped support sentiment as well. Although on that last point, it must be said it's not the first time we've heard this sort of thing. We'd only take another spike in the rate of infections for sellers to once again feel a little more emboldened. But certainly for the moment, that is the state of play when it comes to news. So we'll just quickly have a look at the European experience. As I said, the German DAX hitting a record high overnight with a gain of 0.8%. The FTSE in London was up by about a percent. In German trade, one of the stocks that stood out was Puma. An encouraging quarterly update saw that stock up by about 11%. Elsewhere, as far as the US experience is concerned, tech stocks have led the improvement. So the NASDAQ firmly in record territory with a gain of 1%. What has stood out there is the gains for the chip stocks. That all turns around the prospect of Chinese factories getting back online and providing that vital linkage as far as the Asian link in the supply chain is concerned, which has caused so much frustration or angst in recent times. So Intel up by about a percent. Nvidia has also had a strong run as well. Elsewhere, we've seen oil prices jump by around 2%, and that turns around US sanctions that have been applied on Russian companies because of their dealings with Venezuela. So energy stocks are doing quite nicely. Exxon shares are up by about a percent. And Apple is a noted improver as well, with a gain of more than a percent this session, bearing in mind that it was under pressure earlier in the week when it issued a warning in relation to its earnings guidance for this quarter, saying that they wouldn't be met because of the challenges being faced as far as the Asian space is concerned. Elsewhere in economic news, there have been some encouraging readings in relation to the US housing space. Building permits rose to a 13-year high last month. Again, another example of the bellwether indicator doing quite well when it comes to the US economy in particular. We saw producer inflation numbers higher than expected overnight, and that in turn put upward pressure on interest rates. So we saw US bonds move higher in the order of around 2 basis points, and that has been a factor helping support the US dollar, which has moved higher, and in turn that has put some downward pressure on the Aussie dollar, which is trading at around 66.8 US cents.